You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Lorraine Walston, president and founder of Woodrow Wear, LLC. Woodrow Wear is the maker of Power Paws, indoor and outdoor traction socks for dogs. Welcome, Lorraine, to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
So tell me, what made you want to invent this product, and tell us how things have been going?
Well, I invented it for Woodrow. He was my 15-year-old Rottweiler, and at 15, he had hip dysplasia and arthritis that basically prevented him from standing or getting up on the slippery floors inside my house, the hardwood, the tile, things like that. So his back legs just couldn't keep underneath, and I made the solution for him. You know, it was a traction solution. There wasn't really anything available to suit his needs. And with the socks on, he could stand without any struggle. He could run, and he did so for another year and a half. I like to say I got to chase his fanny around my house another year and a half.
I like it. Very creative. Now, tell me, though, didn't boots already exist before the creation?
They did. Boots tend to be very heavy, which is why they didn't work for him. If he could lift his leg with a 2 or a 5 pound weight on it, then we wouldn't have been looking for a solution. So that wasn't right. Plus, they're built on a platform, if you will. So, you know, if he couldn't move in them, he was likely to fall off of the platform and break a hip for sure. So, you know, the difference is the socks are lighter, the socks are form-fitting, the socks, the dogs can feel the ground, they can walk normal, and they just don't mind wearing them because of all of those things that the socks are and the shoes are not, or the other way around.
Now, is your product good for indoors only, or would it possibly be good for outdoors as well?
It actually started as an indoor traction solution. As I told you with Woodrow, the need was indoors. Outdoors on the grass, outdoors on the concrete, he didn't have the slipping issue. But it wasn't, you know, 2 or 3 months into the business, and it was getting cold, starting to snow, and the people, I like to say, those darn people in Canada, New England, Chicago, Colorado, Minnesota, Ohio, all those places where the snow was starting to fall, absolutely insisted on taking their dog out in the snow. And 100 or so of those calls later, because my response was, well, what the heck is wrong with you? Don't they make shoes for that? Well, yes, but they like the socks. So it opened up, you know, a door for us that I couldn't fight anymore. You know, what's the problem? What I ended up doing was saying, okay, fine. I live in California. If I drove, say, 4 hours to Lake Tahoe, I could leave my shoes at home. I could open up the door in Lake Tahoe and get out in my socks. And I still think it's kind of a silly idea, but really, what's going to happen? My feet are going to get cold. The socks might get dirty. Really, that's it. Really, that's it. The world is not going to come to an end. And tomorrow, if your dog really wants to wear socks outside, we'll all be here to talk about it. So we discovered if you spray them with Scotchgard or some waterproofing spray, now it keeps the snow, the ice, and the salt away. And they can wear them out in the snow, and there really isn't any issues. So that was the beginning of the outdoor stuff. And from there, you know, the vets discovered the allergy solution. Apparently more dogs than people have allergies to dust and dirt, grass and pollen. And when they go outside and they tromp around in those things, when they come back in, what do? They lick their feet. They ingest what they're allergic to. That's not good. They lick their paws till they're raw. That's not good. But if they wear the socks outside and they go around, when you come back in, take the socks off. Because literally everything is going to be on the sock. Throw it in the corner. Throw it in the wash. Who cares? Just get it off the dog. Now what you've done is remove the problem, or the vast, vast majority of it. The dog doesn't have a need to lick their feet. They don't ingest what they're allergic to, and nothing has to heal. And we have indoor-outdoor socks.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense. Today, we're joined by Lorraine Walson, president and founder of Woodrow Wear, LLC, the maker of Power Paws for indoor and outdoor traction socks for dogs, and what I'm understanding for other animals as well. We'll find out more about that here in just a moment. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Do these work for all dogs? Are there any kind of, or is there any type of a dog that struggles with wearing these socks?
They do work for, we're going to say, all dogs. We started out with 8 sizes. Most dogs, if you look at the bottom of their foot, the pad group as a whole is pretty much as wide as it is long. We call that square. So Chihuahuas have little squares, and Great Danes have big squares, and Labs and Collies have middle-sized squares. But what we discovered, so we can fit a 6 or 8 pound dog to the biggest of the giant breeds, the 220, 230, even to 240 pounds. Does that cover them all? Not really, because some dogs have a different shape foot. So most dogs have that kind of square pad on the bottom, but greyhounds and poodles have a different shape foot. They officially are called hare feet, kind of like people feet. Definitely not square, very much longer and skinnier. So if you try to put that foot into a square sock, you have 2 choices. If you go with the length on that foot, it's too wide, and they sag like granny socks. If you go with the width, it only covers the toes, and that's about it. It's not long enough. So we came up with a product for greyhounds and poodles, whippets and those kinds of dogs. And we have, you know, miniature poodles and the smallest of, you know, Italian greyhounds all the way up to a 100-pound greyhound, which, you know, is pretty big. So we have 4 sizes in the specialty foot version. And then we discovered something that nobody else knew, which is sometimes the back feet of the working and herding dogs, the Labs, the Shepherds, the Dobermans, the Rottweilers, the Collies, the Aussies, those dogs, sometimes their back feet are different. So maybe they're the same square shape, but they're smaller. And maybe they're that hair shape. So my Lab, for example, I have a 100-pound English Lab. She's a large regular in the front and a medium greyhound in the back. And she is not alone. So can I say now that we have all dogs covered? Yeah, pretty much. The 2 or 3 pound teacup dogs, there's nothing to hold on to. But pretty much except for that, between the combination of foot sizes and things that we didn't realize when we invented it, absolutely we can fit the dogs.
Now you have to tell me more about the unusual animals that have worn Power Paws, pigs, horses, a bald eagle, a peg leg goose, squirrels. I mean, tell me about these.
Well, obviously, they were invented for dogs. We started reaching the cat community right away. And some cats will give you a show. So we say if you have a very bad day, the worst of days, put them on a cat. because the chances are 50-50 that this cat is going to do tricks that you didn't know it knew how to do, and it's going to give you sounds you didn't know it knew how to make. And after your belly laugh, when you feel better, the cat's going to forgive you. Some cats think that they're soft and warm and comfortable. They roll into a ball and they fall asleep. And there are a number of cat hospitals that are actually using the socks. So it's more than just funny, but it can be very funny. On top of that, we have, we've had socks, potbelly pigs. They're in the house. They have hard hoofs. They can't get the traction. They can't, you know, on the floors, or they don't want the pigs to tear up the hardwood floors. Mark them up, put the socks on. You know, there's been some funny stories about a farm pig, a 350-pound farm pig. And when I asked, why is this pig wearing socks, the lady said, because he brings in the mud. Okay, there you have that. A horse, I thought, well, for sure it's a miniature horse. Oh, no, it's 17 hands, and it comes in for snacks, and it marks up the floor, so now it doesn't do that. There's a bald eagle that had been used, it was injured and brought into the school education program stuff. And the people that had it on the wrong size perch. So what happened was it developed calluses and tumors on the palms of its hands. And then when it tried to walk, it threw out its back. And then, you know, it just kind of progressed downhill. So they ended up using the socks as a cushion on the right size perch, which allowed the tumors and the calluses to heal, and the bird recovered, was able to walk normal. They were able to, you know, put the back back in place, and the bird is, you know, back happy and healthy again. But who knew? A bald eagle. Of course, we had to cut the toes out because its talons were very long, but... there's a peg leg goose, and I couldn't help but laugh, but a vet called, and he said, what size do you have for a one-legged goose? And I said, I don't know. I haven't tried. But this, he was very concerned, and the goose actually had a peg leg. And, yes, it brings to mind images of a goose on somebody's shoulder wearing a eye patch and going, arr. But really, with the peg, the goose couldn't get around. Apparently, it was an indoor pet. And so we put traction sock on the peg, which gave the goose the ability to get around. There are squirrels in rehab. So there are two people in this country that do rehab on squirrels. When they fall out of a tree, when they get hit by a car, somehow they save these squirrels, and they go to these two rehab places. And rehab involves, you know, doing a bicycle maneuver on the back legs, but they give them the socks to wear for traction. There's rabbits that have lost the use of their back legs, and, of course, we put bunny socks on them because we have a design that has that, but... with the grip, again, they could get around. You know, to me, it's about quality of life, and I thought it was about dogs, but apparently it doesn't really matter. If we can help an animal, we're happy to do so.
Well, how about that? Really interesting, and we've certainly learned something here today with this conversation. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Woodrow Ware online?
The website is woodrowware.com. Woodrow, W-O-O-D-R-O-W, another W-E-A-R, and .com. You'll find information on uses, on sizes, on the different product versions that we offer. And you can also give us a call. We're happy to help if that's of any use.
Well, thank you so much for that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners?
I can only say that, you know, dogs don't mind wearing socks because they're not heavy, they're not bulky, they stretch to fit, they fit like a second skin, they can feel the ground and they can walk normal. You know, what you do with them is entirely up to you, whether it's a medical use, whether it's outdoors for the heat, for snow, or for allergies, or whether it's, you know, hiking and camping and rock climbing and maybe hunting or out in the field. We're coming up with a new product that's got a reinforced foot. Right now we have a product with a reinforced toe. And we're just making them more useful for whatever might come along. It's been a very fun journey, starting with something and having it turn before your eyes into something far greater. And it's an honor and a pleasure to have that and to be able to help people and provide their pets with the quality of life that I provided to Woodrow.
Well, Lorraine, hats off to you for seeing the need and taking action upon it. That certainly shows the entrepreneur spirit that you've got there and created something that's helping folks and their pets. Lorraine, thanks so much for the time spent here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Lorraine Walston, president and founder of Woodrow Wear LLC, the maker of Power Paws, indoor and outdoor traction socks for animals, especially for dogs. And the website of reference is woodrowwear.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.